For KBIA in Colombia, I'm Ben Singson. Colombia's bars and restaurants have been decimated by the coronavirus pandemic. KBIA's DC Ben Incasa reports on the industry's dwindling hope as the new year approaches.
This year has made turning a profit for Colombia's bars and restaurants almost impossible. Colombia business owners say their revenues have plummeted because of coronavirus regulations and reduced demand. Nikki Davis is the director of the Downtown Community Improvement District. She says her organization's polling shows most of bars and restaurants' revenues are down 80% compared to previous years.
There's very little hope. There's no real end in sight. I think that we're unfortunately going to see many more businesses drop off before this is over.
Davis says even as the vaccine arrives for Missourians, it could be months before anyone feels confident coming out to local businesses. Without additional federal or state stimulus to support local bars and restaurants, Davis says many of these businesses could close by early January. I'm DC Benincasa.
The Missouri Public Service Commission has turned down a request that sought a moratorium on utility shutoffs due to the pandemic. The Consumers Council of Missouri filed a request for the emergency order that would have prohibited disconnection or discontinuation of residential electric, natural gas, and water service through at least March 31st. The commission said in a statement released yesterday that while it, quote, shares concerns with the well-being of utility customers and all Missouri citizens during the pandemic, unquote, it lacks authority from the legislature to issue a shutoff moratorium. A judge has ruled that the federal government must pay landowners on the Lower Missouri River for flooding damage caused by the Army Corps of Engineers' efforts to protect endangered species. Judge Nancy Firestone, with the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, ruled this week that the Corps caused increased flooding by changing habitats on the river to comply with the Endangered Species Act. She says that violated constitutional protections against taking property without compensation. The ruling affects property owners from Sioux City, Iowa to St. Louis, although not all landowners will qualify for payments. The ruling doesn't cover all flood-related damages. The Missouri Lottery plans to limit how many tickets individuals can buy in one day. The Lottery Commission voted today to ban the selling of more than $10,000 in tickets to one person in a 24-hour period. Former Governor Eric Greitens' administration removed a previous cap as part of an effort to reduce government regulation. May Sheeve, executive director of the lottery, acknowledged it is rare for anyone to buy $10,000 worth of tickets in one day. But she said the change could stop someone from trying to bypass the system by buying a large number of tickets to win a major prize. I'm Ben Singson, KBIA News, Colombia.